Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Holly Wade back on the show. Holly has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB. She is part of the team, along with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, whom you know very well, who produces the NFIB's index report, and all of the analysis and the commentary that we're the happy beneficiaries of every month on what small business owners are saying out there. The index, folks, is the gold standard for small business sentiment and has been now for almost a half a century. Holly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great being back.
It's good to have you back. So even though the number is down 2 points, it's still well above the 40-something year average, isn't it?
It is. So it's interesting because, you know, with any data nowadays, any fluctuation in the data and all of a sudden it's the greatest thing or doomsday, very quickly how people talk about it. But,
right.
You know, the
yeah.
index.
Small business optimism down in last month, you know.
Exactly.
Even though the actual number is off the charts.
It is. It's still in the top 16% of all index readings of the 46-year history of the survey. It's just a bit below the year average for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But 2019 was still a fantastic year. You know, there are only a handful of years, the yearly index average, that were above that, about 6 years previously,
right,
that were above that, two being the last 2 years. So we're
right.
in good shape going into 2020, and it doesn't appear that anything's kind of in their way to derail it. So,
well, in fact, there are a number of things
economy.
That I'm going to get you to talk about later on that should accrue to making it better. I wonder, how much do you think the Washington political kabuki dance that we've been going through for a while now, I wonder how much of that, especially coming to a head with the impeachment vote and everything, I wonder how much of that filtered into your survey. Do you have any way of knowing that?
We do. So thankfully, because of the 46-year history of the survey, we're able to look to see what the climate was for small business sentiment during the Clinton impeachment.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was starting at a slightly lower level.
But those were pretty good days. There were some pretty good economic days year too. Yeah.
They were. The 90s were pretty good for small businesses. And when we look at the index through the Clinton impeachment trial, it barely moved. So small business owners out there, they realize that the impeachment hearings and impeachment trials don't impact their bottom line. It doesn't impact the general economy. So there isn't a whole lot of concern when it comes to that type of dysfunction in D.C.
Well, and you know, Holly, in those
days, what matters are the big things.
I was on the air during the impeachment trial and the whole Monica scenario scandal, and I declared my show a Monica-free zone. And this year, this last year, I declared my show an impeachment-free zone. I said, you know, if you want to
well,
go somewhere and not hear about
it, same thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It is in a lot of ways for us a kabuki dance. We don't expect a lot from them anymore.
Right.
One of the things that you'll find fully capable out on Main Street, folks, is the ability to experience shame. There is still shame on Main Street. On Wall Street in Washington, there is the suspension of shame is astonishing to me. What do you think, Holly?
It is. It's incredible. And, you know, for small business owners, when thinking through kind of the dysfunctions of of D.C. It doesn't impact them. They keep on going.
That's right.
You know, after the 2016 election, all of a sudden they thought, oh, my gosh, we finally get a time to breathe and not have to worry about what's coming from the federal government.
And then taxes came down, regulations came down. We're negotiating trade deals.
Exactly.
And so that's good news. And of course, we look around us and we say, wait a minute. Are customers coming in or not? That's the question. Are customers coming in, and
that's
are they spending?
Bottom line.
Are prospects coming in, or are they leaving as customers? That's the bottom line of everything. So six of your 10 index components did go down, fell, but again, it still is. When we say go down, folks, that's not. It didn't fall off the table. It just made an adjustment, and we're going to get into those specifics after the break with Holly Wade. She's Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, an organization I've been a member of for over 30 years, and they would encourage you to do the same. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.